happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason.
Sadness, with a deep sense of sadness. Sadness to learn that you are still suffering under an inhuman system. The housing shortage, the school crisis, unemployment, and the crime rate still remains. The crisis in education that exists in South Africa demands special attention. The education crisis in black schools is a political crisis. It arises out of the fact that our people have no hope and therefore cannot make the government of the day responsive to their needs. Abandoned education is inferior and a crime against humanity. Education is an area that needs attention. That needs the attention of all our people, students, parents, teachers, workers, and all other organized sectors of our community. Let us build discipline structures. SRC, a United National Teachers Organization, Parent Struggle, and Parent Teacher Student Association, and the National Education Crisis Committee. It has been the policy of the ANC that though the school and the entire education system is a site of struggle, the actual process of learning must take place in the school. I want to add my voice, therefore, to the call made at the beginning of the year that all students must return to school and learn. We must continue our struggle for people's education within the school system and utilize it as a process to achieve our goals. I call on the government to build more schools, to train and employ more teachers, and to abandon its policy of forcing our children out of the school system by use of various measures such as the age restriction and their refusal to admit to those who failed the process. We have consistently called for a unitary non-racial education system that develops the potential of all our youth. As I said, when I stood on the dock at the Rivonia trial 27 years ago, and as I said on the day of my release to Cape Town, the ANC will pursue the armed struggle against the government as long as the violence of apartheid continues. A new South Africa has to eliminate racial hatred and suspicion caused by apartheid and offer guarantees to all its citizens of peace. We call on those who out of ignorance have collaborated with apartheid in the past to join our liberation struggle. No man or woman that abandon the party will be excluded from our movement towards a non-racial, non-racial, and democratic society based on one person, one vote, on a common foot of road. Our primary task remains to unite our people across the length and breadth of our country. Our democratic organizations must be consolidated in all our sectors. Democratic political practice and accountable leadership must be strengthened on all fronts. Our struggle against the party, though seemingly uncertain, must be intensified on all fronts. Let each one of you and all of our people give the enemies of peace and liberty no space to take us back to the dark halls of a battle. It is only disciplined mass action that assures us of the victory we seek. Go back to your schools, factories, mines and communities. Build on the massive energies that recent events in our country have unleashed by strengthening disciplined mass action. We are going forward in march towards freedom and justice in irrepressible. I have spoken about freedom in my lifetime. Your struggle, your commitment, and your discipline has relieved me. Thank you.
No one can erase that we weren't there. Let me in my love. Send me loose and I'll go over. We'll be right back.
what it is. Something about you. I need to know what it is. What's so many lights have been burned? Now that the blood has been lost.
We'll be right back. جميعا عن نرعب بكم من قلبي فأهل وسهلا مرحبا أخي الكريم إن باكستان من شرقها إلى غربها ومن شمالها إلى جنوبها تعتزوا وتفتخروا بالترحيب المشروط بدل الحجر الأساسي لمتحف السيرة النبوية في الإسلام آباد شكرا جزيلا
hard to turn it back. But it's a new day.
cultivation that exists in South Africa demands special attention. The education crisis in black schools is a political crisis. It arises out of the fact that our people have no vote and therefore cannot make the government of the day responsive to their needs. Apartheid education is inferior and a crime against humanity. Education is an area that needs attention. That needs the attention of all our people, students, parents, teachers, workers, and all other organized sectors of our community. Let us build discipline structures, SRCs, a United National Teachers Organization, parent structures, and parent teacher student association, and the National Education Crisis Committee. It has been the policy of the ANC that though the school and the entire education system is a site of struggle, the actual process of learning must take place in the schools. I want to add my voice, therefore, to the call made at the beginning of the year that all students must return to school and learn. We must continue our struggle for people's education within the school system and utilize its resources to achieve our goals. I call on the government to build more schools, to train and employ more teachers, and to abandon its policy of forcing our children to